Welcome to Sermons by Washington National Cathedral. We're so glad you're with us. We hope this week's sermon gives you comfort and inspiration. Be sure to check out our new podcast, Crossroads, where we discuss a wide range of topics pertaining to the intersection of sacred and civic. And now, enjoy this week's sermon.
Let us pray. Holy God, open our eyes to your presence. Open our ears to your call. Open our hearts to your love. Amen. Please be seated. Today marks the half point of our 7-week Easter journey. And this fourth Sunday of Easter is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. You may have gotten a clue from our gospel. Each year on this Sunday, we celebrate Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and give thanks for our God who loves us and cares for us as a shepherd does their flock. In some respects, this Sunday represents a shift from the post-Easter Sunday readings of the past 3 weeks that focused on Jesus' post-resurrection appearances with the disciples. 2, Jesus' teaching about his identity, impending death, resurrection, and ascension. In our gospel reading, we hear the 4th of the 7 I am statements in John's gospel. I am the Good Shepherd. As you may recall, the I am statements are words and metaphors that Jesus used to describe and explain the purpose of his earthly ministry. They are important for us because it is only when we fully understand who Jesus is that we can truly know who we are. Our identity is rooted in believing in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. In the very first words of our gospel, Jesus clearly declares, "I am the Good Shepherd." But to give a bit of context to his words, we should go back to the story in John 9, when Jesus heals a man blind from birth and then moves on with his disciples. The blind man's community, neighbors, and religious leaders question his healing, and after much interrogation, he is eventually cast out. Jesus hears of this, finds the man, reveals that he, the Son of Man, the Messiah, had healed his blindness, but also notes that it the religious leaders who were truly blind. Nearby Pharisees overhear the exchange and so challenge Jesus. So imagine Jesus with a man whose blindness has been healed, and yet he's sent away by the religious leaders of his community, all standing in the bustling streets just outside the synagogue. Jesus provides a lengthy response, and our gospel picks up with Jesus' statement, "I am the Good Shepherd," a clear challenge to his opposition, the Pharisees and the current teachers of the law who had become so full of self-interest that they had forgotten that their call was to shepherd and to serve the people. Jesus' words take on a different character here. They are a bold rebuke and provide a stark contrast. And Jesus goes on to clarify that the Good Shepherd is the one who provides and cares for all the needs of the sheep. Jesus makes the distinction between himself, the Good Shepherd, and the hired hand. The hired hand runs away in the face of danger because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. The Good Shepherd lays down his life. In Jesus' description of himself, he adds to our understanding of what makes for a good shepherd. The good shepherd is sacrificial, willing to put aside his own needs in order to meet the needs of the sheep. Over and over in our gospel passage, Jesus states the good shepherd gives his own life for his sheep. Jesus is also clear that the Good Shepherd is personally, if not intimately, involved with all of his sheep. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus relayed his closeness earlier, saying that he calls them each by name. These words are remarkably tender, full of compassion, and they are the promise for us here and now as members of Jesus' flock, that we are known and we are loved. These are the words of comfort we so attribute to Jesus, our own good shepherd, with whom we have an abiding relationship. Now, if we think about it, the shepherd is the one charged with keeping the flock together and heading in the right direction. It is comforting to think of God, through his Son, drawing us into something unified and whole. Because, dear siblings, right now, so much seems to be fractured and breaking apart. In a world of so much uncertainty, injustice, and violence, where so much in our common life seems to be divided and polarized, we know that we can turn to the Good Shepherd for solace and, yes, strength. Truly, it is when we are with the Good Shepherd that we remember there is more that unites us than divides us. As Jesus says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. There will be one flock, one shepherd. So, beloved, beneath all of our differences of race and gender expression, orientation, class, and political party, beneath all the ways that we as human beings try to separate ourselves from one another and from the rest of the natural world, Jesus reminds us that, in fact, we belong to one family, all interdependent members of creation. Tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day, the 54th Earth Day since its beginning in 1970. It seems almost sad that we devote just one single day each year to consider the state of our island home. Earth Day always falls during the Easter season, often falls on or near Good Shepherd Sunday. And there is a connection between the two. When we think about shepherds, they don't just make sure that sheep don't wander off. Shepherds also lead their flocks to green pastures and still waters, as we remember from the 23rd Psalm. A shepherd is concerned about the sheep, but also with everything that the sheep will need. Grass, food and clean water, shelter and space and safety. Aren't these the very things we are struggling with globally? Jesus, the Good Shepherd, dedicated his entire life, laid down his life even, to make sure we, his sheep, have everything that we need for this life. So being a good shepherd means taking care of all creation. And my friends, we have a great deal of work to do to create healthier lives for all people in the world. And this work is sacrificial. It requires us to account for our actions as individuals and communities, for those actions that injure our world. Because, friends, we are a global society. And using Jesus' contrast, we cannot afford to be hired hands who don't care about our shared existence and interconnection. Earth Day provides the recognition of the care of creation entrusted to us by God. As Jesus is our shepherd, we also are called to be shepherds, not only of our own fold, but also of the other sheep, the human family, and the rest of creation. for this Earth Day, may we give thanks for the Good Shepherd and renew our resolve to be a blessing to all of creation, all that God has entrusted to our care. Amen.